welcome everybody to the first annual Kolel Yom Iyun. We'd like to welcome everybody for coming. Chavrusa matching and putting people in groups. When I'm done speaking, if you haven't already been matched, I'm going to go ahead and take care of the matching. We would like to thank the people who helped sponsor this wonderful event. We'd like to thank Nito and Joyce Sroar. And the learning is going to be Le'ili Nishmat, Luna Ben Moshe, Yehuda Ben Dina, Pesach Malka Bat Avraham, Bat Avraham Tevel. And you can find all the Le'ili Nishmat to be on the back of the page. Todd and Emily Friedman. Sorry, what?
Moshe Ben Luna.
I'm sorry. Next, Moshe Ben Luna. Just switch the Luna and the Moshe. Okay, moving on. Todd and Emily Friedman for who's going to be sponsoring Le'ili Nishmas, Mayor Melvin Friedman, Mayor Mendel Ben Shmayo. I was zochet to read the obituary which Todd wrote up very beautifully about his father. And just from reading through it, you know, you see a man who was focused on chesed, a person who was very yasher in all of his dealings. And it was, you know, it was a very, very touching piece. I don't know, Todd, where you are, but you wrote it very nicely. And it should be the zichro of the learning. Also, we're learning Le'ili Nishmas Avram Ben Mitra. It was sponsored by Moshe and Mitra Kaldar. I was zochet to personally know Avraham, and Avraham was a beautiful person. He excelled in Kibbutz Ave'im. Like people wouldn't believe, when I was at the Shiva, all of his friends came from New Jersey, New York, and other places about all the wonderful chassadim he did for them. He would help tutor people that needed help in school. He was almost the Av of his household, and he's severely missed. And the learning should be for Aliyah, for his neshama. Also, Le'ili Nishmat Chana Pesha Bat Shlomo Kalman by Irving and Ellen Haber. Also, we would like the learning to be a refuah shlema for Perel Chaya Yeta, that the Goodman family, that Jacob Goodman has for his grandmother, is not well now, and we hope that everything should go well. We are now at a very interesting tekufa right now. We just finished a period of time called Shovavim. Shovavim stands for Shmos Vaera Bo Mishalach Shovavim Yisrael Mishpatim. Shovavim is finished by a zman called Tat Truma Tetzaveh, the building of the Beis Hamikdash. It's a zman of Tahara, a time that we have a chance to purify ourselves. It's a period where we were in the 49th level of Toma, and the Borei Olam with Nisim Niflos took us out of Mitzrayim, and he brought us to Har Sinai to receive the Torah. And it finishes as Parshas Mishpatim. The laws, the bulk of the laws of the Torah are there in Parshas Mishpatim, followed by the building of the Beis Hamikdash. So all of Shovavim was a prerequisite to get us all the way to the building of the Beis Hamikdash, and the tafkid of the Beis Hamikdash was that Hashem's Shechina should dwell amongst Klal Yisrael. It's interesting to note that the last stop before you get to Beis Hamikdash is Mishpatim, is Torah. Rav Chaim Vital says a beautiful thing. We know that Derech Eretz is Kadma LaTorah. So Derech Eretz, Kadma LaTorah, means that a person who learns Torah, and he's not a yasher person, he's not an honest person, he's an angry person, he has gaiva, learning Torah won't really help that individual. We don't find midas ever mentioned in the Torah. We only find halachas. And the answer is because it's aleph beis. It's like taking a kindergartner and putting him in a college English class. If he doesn't know how to read, he's not going to be able to do an English class. So before you can come to Torah, of course you need good midas. But once you've acquired that level, once the Baraelim was taken as the Mitzrayim, once he's taught us the lessons of Amuna, you can't bring Gili Shechina until you have Torah. Torah is the single only means that we have to eventually bichal the Shechina into Klal Yisrael. A Beis Medrash is a place of Torah. And this Kolel is a place of Torah. Baruch Hashem, we look around, despite the snow, how many of the alumni in Golite are here? If they could all please stand up, please. You're not alumni, Nachum. You learn. You can. Okay, wonderful. Ruben, I tricked you. And if the Kolel, who was able to make it through the snow, could please stand up. A good stand up this time, guys. Don't just sit right back down. Come on. Yeah? All right, well, there's usually 12 of us. I wonder, snow impending. But, you know, Rev. Rangel told me that we have 60 alumni of the Kolel. Baruch Hashem, people who came into the yeshiva, they got married, they spent a significant amount of their time learning when they were developing their households. They then moved on to live in our community, and they're pillars in our community with various professions and committing to learning and being mechazik people outside of their busy schedules. And the Kolel is that place where they had the chance to imbue themselves with Torah, to bring the Shechina into our community. I haven't been in an airport in a while, but I was in an airport not too long ago, and I noticed something very interesting. They have these cell phone charging stations. Anyone ever seen it? So it used to be when I was a bucker and I went to Atlanta, they only had for the old stupid phones to go into the charging station. Now there's an iPhone port and I don't know whatever else port. And I was really, you know, kind of overtaken by this cell phone charging station. What a great idea. Everybody can come and hook up their device and they can have power and they can go on with their happy life. And it dawned on me that the true charging station is a Beis Medrash. A Beis Medrash is a place where you can plug in and you can get the warmth of Torah, you can live with Torah, that way when you go out in your life with your midas you've acquired and the Torah which is on top of it, you can then bring Gili Shechina. And that's exactly what the Kolel does, that younger light come, they learn, and they go out and they've charged in. And not only that, the Kolel Baruch Hashem can say that most of the Rabbanim in Silver Spring come here to learn. Rabbi Frank is here, 2 star a day. Rabbi Walter is 2 star a day. Rabbi Rosenbaum does not make it a day where he doesn't kovei an hour here in the yeshiva, because everybody needs to plug in. Balabat and Baruch Hashem can come here at night and they can plug in. And whether you're an iPhone and you can plug in with E and the Torah, or whether you're a simple phone and you plug in for something else, whatever it is, people should take the advantage of this, the Beis Medrash and this Kolel, to come in and always charge so they can go back in the world and they can then bring the Shechina into Klal Yisrael. And I hope seeing everybody together here shows the koach of the Beis Medrash. And we'd like to invite everybody, please come and plug in. Okay, the learning today, we're going to start here with the introductory page. If everyone could just read the English introduction. And the learning will work that there's guided questions. And you're supposed to see the guided questions and then see the appropriate places in the Gemara. And then kind of discuss what are the findings that you have from the guided questions. Hatzlacha Rabbah.